All right, dude, why don't you handle this next segment?
We're going to play The Mountain by Levon Helm, arguably one of the two or three greatest hillbillies or rednecks of all time.
Why don't I know him?
You know the band, right?
Yeah.
Well, Levon Helm, in this Southerner's opinion, was the band.
Okay.
One of the biggest controversies surrounding the band was over ownership of rights of the songs, and the reason they broke up is that Levon and Robbie Robinson could not agree on how much credit the band should get for royalties. Mm-hmm. But Levon's voice, to me, is the band. He didn't sing all the songs, but he sang every song you remember.
So is he traditionally placed in country music?
No, I wouldn't say traditionally. It depends. His later career, a lot of people would place that in country. So it's like kind of country southern rock.
Yeah.
Obviously, the band was a rock band. They were, people don't know, they were Bob Dylan's backing band, and they made a lot of songs. But if you listen to those lyrics, they are very traditional. It's wild that The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down isn't considered a country song when it's so thematically country. Levon's from Arkansas. The rest of the band was from New York and Canada.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, actually. All right, here's The Mountain by Levon Helm.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and a strip mined all the coal. When you rose up in the morning before it was daylight, you go down in that dark hole and come back up at
Drew, we are playing a lot of bluegrass. I don't think that's a coincidence because there's a lot of connection between bluegrass and mountain music. And to be fair, if we're going to say that this is an episode about mountain music, it would probably be unfair to leave out bluegrass. Foggy Mountain Breakdown, if you're not a bluegrass fan, you're probably not going to like it. But I don't know that you get more classic or traditional music from the country, mountain music, than bluegrass.
If you're not a bluegrass fan, you're not going to like it because there's a riff in here that you're going to be like, yeah, that's the one I've heard a million times. I think that while Foggy Mountain Breakdown might not be something everybody recognizes as a phrase, I think everybody recognizes the lick in this song.
Yeah, this is a song. If you know one bluegrass song, you know.
Other than Rocky Top.
Right. All right. Here's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Earl Scruggs. Well, we still have a number of songs coming up, songs by Obella Reed, Vince Gill, Coulter Wall, and a few others. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM.
Country. She's been playing at her room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. About Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be the my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Yes, she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs. From Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves, right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Protect your cars, trucks, and more with Shelter Logic Carports. A 10 by 20 auto shelter is made with UV-treated fabric that withstands the elements. Plus, its heavy-duty steel frame is stable and durable. Hurry in. It's on sale through May 5th. Save big money on Shelter Logic products and check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. This from Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc. Call 920-686-1180. Jason and the team say we live in the land of the free. Thanks to the brave.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. when people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met, it's real good at the banjo, he's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains. So also, I'm just a homer, you know. When she says my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain, whoo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain.
Up this morning
I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have probably as good as music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because
there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio has never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
You work on earth.
right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Yeah. the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made, 'cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by
the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. got to Tucson too late.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
I can drink to that all night. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up.
Legends from St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
So we live out in our old van, travel all across this land, me and you. We'll end up hand in hand somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free. Till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon, do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free. We'll ever be just as free.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? Well, spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills, make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WSCM website at stcroix.country. Your news just for the Baldwin area. I'm James Kelly with WSCM News.
Country legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right, you're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10, it happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny, it's a fight song and it's about to make me fight you, so maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top, so which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Coulter Wall.
Outfit was I for the Scarlet Bounties, Stanley to Townies, drunkard down and loudies. I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and
left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough. And there's rustlers on the prowl, and seeing a boy needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the Western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers, well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable Dumont's are shooting us to hell, so raise up your six gun lest we be undone.